Venezuela's U.S. Ambassador Bernardo Alvarez this week is in Alaska pledging to continue distributing vouchers for free fuel in villages this winter. The country's state-run oil company Citgo has been handing out 100-gallon fuel vouchers for rural native Alaskans since 2007, APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Brad Garness has a box of letters he keeps from Alaskans who've received the free fuel. In some cases, the writers say they wouldn't have been able to heat their homes without it. Others say it allowed them to pay other bills they would have been delinquent on. But Garness remembers one elder's comments especially well. He said the voucher relieved a great stress in his life.
Traditionally, you know, in tribal cultures, especially indigenous tribes of Alaska, stress was not, you know, a commonly reoccurring thing. Our lives were very peaceful. And so one elder was telling me, he said, stress was temporary. You see a brown bear, you get stressed out, you know, and you resolve the situation and you continue moving on with very little stress. And you know, we have, you know, we're the richest state and the richest country in the world. And why do our people pay the most for heating oil? And that's really significant.
Garness is the executive director of the Alaska Intertribal Council, which handles the logistics of the program. He believes the vouchers have saved lives. He says not being able to pay for life's necessities leads to despair that then feeds a rise in alcoholism and suicide rates. He says the heating oil gift has a positive social benefit that goes beyond easing the strain on pocketbooks.
For the people of Venezuela to come and recognize the suffering that people are enduring in rural Alaska and to provide a heating oil gift, you know, from their side of the world up to us. I say that inside of itself carries a great message.
There is some controversy surrounding the program. After Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez called former President Bush the devil, a few communities said it would be unpatriotic to accept the aid. But Garnes says he'd be surprised if many refused the vouchers this winter.
We'll see here, you know, if there's any villages who aren't going to take that gift, but my instincts tell me that in most cases, the politics is all very secondary to the actual humanitarian aid that is required for people to, you know, live a comfortable lifestyle, if at that. You know, it's just it's very difficult to live in rural Alaska, and especially with increased fuel prices, and the people generally at the receiving end of it are not as interested in the politics as they are in keeping their family warm.
Garness wishes the state of Alaska would match the Venezuelan gift, and he says the state needs to come up with long-term solutions to the fuel crisis in rural Alaska. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.